Beth in Cheshire, Alison in Hampshire, Lewis in Bedford. Beth,
hello,
not your real name, but Beth will do. What would you like to say?
Well,
on
I was working in a special needs school in Cheshire, and my friend was in the foundation class, and she had a little girl in there who was very obviously being sexually abused. She reported it to the head.
Can I just ask you one thing there? Because obviously you have experience in this. Very obviously being sexually abused, what made it to people, manifestly clear that this was happening?
Well, very, very sore and red around her genitals and around her anus.
Right.
And ripped and torn as well.
Okay, so that was absolutely physical factors, right.
Yeah, and she was a little girl of about 3, 4.
I was wondering as well, because there are other behavioural signs as well. I just, when people are very, when children are very withdrawn and so forth.
She was actually the other side of the coin completely. She was over-affectionate.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and all, I mean, she obviously, she'd come to school riddled with lice. She was a lovely little girl, but she'd come to school riddled with lice and everything. But, I mean, my friend reported it, but the head was very answerable to governors and parents and wouldn't take it any further. Mm. And that's why I think this mandatory reporting is absolutely vital. Mm-hmm. Because it couldn't have been swept under the carpet. It had to be taken to social services. And my friend was going to take it to social services, but quite honestly, she was in fear of her job.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because this particular head could be quite... Well, target somebody who crossed the head, basically. So she didn't take it any further. But really, it was obvious something was happening.
So if this is happening to a child at home, this would certainly, close off that avenue of by reporting it. If you see a child at school, a teacher or so forth, mandatory reporting. But then you have the question which you have raised. Once you've reported it, then what?
Well, exactly. I mean, and because the head didn't take it any further, it stopped there.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely horrendous. But, I mean, what could you do? She was a single mum, this particular teacher, and she was obviously in fear of her own job.
Yes.
So she didn't dare go one above, because, we talked about taking it to social services. But she said, you've seen what's happened to other teachers. So she didn't dare.
Have you any idea what ever happened to that little girl?
She actually went to another school, because she was actually too bright for special needs school, and she actually did go to another school into mainstream. She was integrated, so hopefully something happened at the school she went to.
Mm.